This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton, joined now by Ashley Thornburg and Sue Belcom. It's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You sent a note that you want to talk about pineapple weed.
Yeah, the weirdest thing. Yeah. You know what's so weird about this is it's something that I have been around my entire life. I had no idea that it was called pineapple weed, because as we all know, pineapples don't grow in North Dakota very well, do they now?
I've noticed.
So when I'm out walking, like through an old farmyard or, you know, cruising through Fredonia and just thinking about all my memories growing up, if I come across a patch of pineapple weed and you step in it, you always know it because the fragrance is so intense and so familiar. Because it was medicinal, and my mother used to harvest it all the time. And it is also known as, wild chamomile.
Okay. Oh, I have some of that. I didn't know it's also called pineapple weed.
So when you step on it, Sue, does it smell like pineapple or chamomile?
It smells like chamomile, which is why I am confused about the pineapple
weed. It's really
weed
wild
thing.
Pineapple. That doesn't make any sense.
No, and you know, I have been trying, there's other kinds of chamomile, like there's a German chamomile and one other variety that are more cultivated.
Roman, there we go.
They're more cultivated, and I tried so hard to get chamomile because I love the tea to grow in my wildflower bed. And lo and behold, nothing. And then one day I'm walking in the driveway going, I can smell chamomile. And sure enough, it does not like to grow in the wildflower bed where the soil is taken care of. I know. So it's in my driveway amongst the rocks.
So does this have all of the medicinal qualities, or can you make tea out of it and all that stuff?
Oh, it is best ever tea. And my mother used to give it to us when we were sick, like we had a cold or a stomach ache. It calms your stomach down, and it works as a mild sedative. You know that when you can't sleep, they say drink some chamomile tea. Yeah. Well, if you're out walking around, it is a tiny little plant. It grows very close to the ground, and it grows in large patches. It gets about 5 inches tall, 4 to 5 inches tall, and it has that little round bulb at the top of its plant. And then it has little feathery stems, and you can clip that off. And here is a rule for harvesting wild. Please, 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 people, do not dig up everything you see. 1 out of every 3 plants should be harvested. The rest should be left to reproduce, or you will run out of wild herbs eventually because they won't be reseeding themselves. Another thing you might want to do is not tell people where you're harvesting.
Just like mushroom hunting. If I tell you, I have to kill you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So you can actually harvest the stems, the leaves, and the flowers and make tea out of them immediately. But I like to pick it and dry it because then it will keep all winter long.
Do you drink this tea for the flavor, or is there some medicinal quality that you like to
I love the flavor, but it's also good for colicky children. Like I said before, it kind of has a calming effect. It's good for your liver. It encourages sweating, which helps to lower a fever. And then, you know, it works as a mild sedative, and it's just really good. But you can to drink. It's really good to drink. But you can also use it for inflamed skin. You know, like if you have a rash or something from either heat or, in my case, ticks. I'm not kidding you. I've been bit by so many ticks this year, and I have.
Well, you be careful. Ticks
I've developed,
can
yeah,
an
allergic reaction to these things, and so I get rash all the time around the bite. And we don't have as many of the Lyme disease ticks here on the western part of the state. I don't think they like the warmer weather we have. Because they don't like the heat. We're waiting for it to get hot, then they'll disappear. But you can make a balm out of it to soothe your skin. You can also, it also said that you can plant it amongst your garden flowers or your garden vegetables to ward off some diseases that might occur in your garden. And you can breathe the steam in. You know, like when we were kids, my mom used to create very hot steam baths and then put a towel over your head and you would inhale chamomile or Vicks vapor rub, which is very popular. And that helps clear your sinuses out. And then, of course, you've seen chamomile shampoos and or conditioners.
Yeah, it's really good for blondies.
Yes, that's what I hear. Although people keep saying I'm more of a redhead. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't see that myself. But I'm trying to go all natural with hair care. I just somehow one day said to myself, it just can't be good to be coloring your hair with toxic chemicals because that's like close to your brain. And I need mine for another 30 years. So I would recommend finding some. And you know what? You should ask your grandmother because I'll bet she knows where there's a patch of chamomile on the old farmstead.
Just yesterday. So I have a patch. I've noticed I have lamb's quarters, also known as wild spinach, and I have chamomile that just came in without me doing anything at all alongside my driveway. And I've been harvesting it and using it. And then all of a sudden I look out the door yesterday and I live near some flood buyout property and the city leveled all of it. And sprayed it with grass that they're going to have to mow and they can't eat.
Be careful about where you're harvesting things because you do not want to ingest any extra chemicals from people who spray. And we have had drift issues this year with the heavy, wet weather and those awful winds we had earlier this spring. And we've lost a lot of garden plants because of chemical drift, and it's heartbreaking.
Well, let's get back to how you find this wild chamomile or this pineapple weed, because it sounds like you can't just throw some seeds out. You've got to actually find it.
Right. You could cultivate the stuff that you could buy seeds for, but I never had luck with that. But you have to do like I do and you walk with your nose to the ground.
I notice it all the time alongside driveways, in cracks of sidewalks, into meadows. I think a good sign to look for is if a lawn
dry,
is starting.
Rocky soil.
Yeah, dry, rocky soil, but also if a lawn is starting to look a little bit more natural, if there's a fair amount of clover in there, I see those two often growing sort of close together, not like immediately.
But it is out there.
It looks like maybe like a really tiny fern with light yellow blossoms, like like the tiniest daisy and the tiniest fern.
Because it has teeny, tiny leaves. The German and the Roman chamomile have a little bit larger daisy-shaped bloom. But these have teeny tiny, and they're pretty green.
They're adorable.
You know, that's why you can find them easier, because they're really kind of a fluorescent, limey-colored, greenish yellow. And like I said, I my entire life walked around and looked down at things when I'm walking, and that's the best way to find it. And when you find a patch, it's going to be there or probably has been there for a really long time.
Yeah, Doug, I don't think you'll have any trouble finding it. It's kind of one of those, as soon as you hear it now, you'll just see it all the time. It's really easy to forage.
Well, I'll go online to make sure I've got an image of it in my head.
Right.
And then I'll look around the house because I think I might have some of this ferny stuff with these little flowers on it.
Pinch it and rub a little on your fingers and smell it. You'll know right away that you're right on the target there.
Yeah.
And just so that I know the recipe, how do I make the tea?
Actually, you just harvest a couple plants so that you have enough to fill your tea ball or your teapot, and then pour boiling water. We don't like hot water. We like boiling water, and let it steep, and then add a little bit of honey. Honey is a complimentary flavor to chamomile. And if you harvest it to dry, you know that you always pick herbs and you can tie them up and hang them in a dark, well-ventilated area for them to dry. Don't dry them out in the sun. It actually seeps all the good stuff out of it. Or lay them flat on a screen and put them underneath your table in the entryway or someplace where no one's going to get into them. And then you can just bag them up or put them in a jar and put them in your cupboard, and you'll have wonderful medicinal tea when cold and flu season comes around in the fall.
Would chamomile be at all like dandelions, where once it starts to blossom, the greens get a little bitter?
Nope. I have never found that it ever really changes its, and it just seems to continually bloom. You know, it's like once it's dead, it dries up and goes away. but otherwise, it's pretty much there all the time.
We check in with Sue Balcom from Main Street Eats every week. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure for myself.